Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Alliant Energy Manager of External Communications, Cynthia Tomlinson, about how Alliant Energy crews are working to restore power to 200,000 customers across Iowa after severe weather on Monday caused statewide power outages.
Talk to me a little bit about what kind of updates do you have?
Right now, we have crews on the ground. We have crews arriving that have started arriving this morning from our offices or our areas that we serve in Wisconsin, from other parts of Iowa. We have other crews that are coming in to help with clearing areas, clearing debris, removing trees, and right now just continuing to assess the damage and work toward restoring services as quickly as possible.
And so talk to me a little bit about what you've heard damage-wise. What's kind of the extent of some of these places damage-wise?
Damage is widespread and really devastating. I mean, there's debris everywhere. There's trees everywhere. Some areas seem fine and untouched, while other areas right next to them are just, you know, trees are down, poles are down. We're continuing to assess the situation and, you know, really looking to begin replacing poles as quickly as we can. But we have to, of course, wait for the areas to be safe. And, you know, that's our most concern right now is just the safety.
I don't know if you have any other new estimates time-wise of when customers could start seeing electricity coming back, but is there an estimate now or is that still kind of up in the air?
It's still a little premature to be talking about estimated restoration time, but we are getting close to being able to predict some of that. Some areas will take a little bit longer to estimate, but in some areas we're getting closer to being able to estimate when we might start seeing services restored.
As of this moment, you know, what's kind of the focus right now of Alliant Energy's crews right now? Where's kind of the focus right now where crews are working the most?
Right. Well, right now, certainly working in some of the hardest hit area and working to restore power to essential services and facilities that are critical to public health and safety. So places like hospitals, nursing homes, fire, police departments, water systems, that's really the first and foremost focus for our teams.
What sort of needs to be done at this moment to kind of restore the power?
Right now, we're still, you know, we're cleaning up the debris. We're still assessing in many cases, in many locations, exactly, you know, what the damage is and what needs to be done so that we can create a restoration plan and begin those efforts. But there's just so much damage right now and so much debris in the way that needs to be cleared.
But if individuals are facing power outages at this point, what's kind of the best course of action for those customers to take?
Well, right now, if people have power outages, they don't need to call us and report them. If they do see downed power lines, however, we would ask them to call in or to visit our website and fill out. We have a web form that they can fill out that provides that information so we can get crews there as quickly as possible to take care of those. The thing with downed power lines is it's hard to know if they're live or not, and we just don't want to have anybody injured. So we're just encouraging people to stay as far away from any downed power lines as possible. Just because there's no power in the area doesn't mean that they're not live because they could be powered through a generator or something. So it's really important to stay away from all downed lines and just report them as quickly as possible.
For the amount of people or customers that are out at this point, what are those sort of numbers looking like as of this time?
We still have close to 200,000 customers without service. We reported that around noon today. And we're starting to see some customers come back, but we would like it to come back faster, as I know our customers would like to see those numbers come back much quicker, too. We're doing everything we can, and we really just want people to be patient with us. We're we have teams out there. They're going to be working around the clock. I know in Cedar Rapids there's a curfew, so they will be stopping to respect that curfew. But, you know, as much as possible, our teams are out there. We've got crews coming in from around the state, from other states, to help us out. So it's really all hands on deck to make sure that we can get services restored as quickly as possible. It could be days, though, or longer.
Where's the best place for people to kind of find more information or just keep up to date with everything that's kind of going on?
We are continuing to post updates on our website. We have an outage map on our website. So as services start to be restored or as we start to identify restoration times, that information will be updated on that outage map. We're also posting updates to our Facebook and Twitter sites.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Alliant Energy Manager of External Communications, Cynthia Tomlinson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.